Ni hao. Hi, this is Everyday Chinese, the most helpful online resource for learning Chinese. Now, let's get started. Hello, my dear friends! Perfect your Chinese in only 5 minutes a day! Welcome to Everyday Chinese! I'm your host Andy. It's a brand new Chinese learning program on Andy Studio, and also a fresh new start for our listeners.
Hi everyone, I'm your co-host Bethany. I actually have never visited China, but I'm very interested in going there someday. So all of our friends out there, we're practically standing at the same starting line.
So, Bethany, no worries about that. Just, I need to tell you that we will teach you very elementary Chinese. So, what would you first need to learn?
I would think greetings in Chinese should be the first topic.
Okay, so let's first take a look at the key word for the day.
Ni hao.
Okay, that was our keyword for the day. In Chinese, there are several different ways to say hello. The most popular expression is ni hao.
Ni hao.
Ni means you, hao means good. Together, it is pronounced as ni hao. Ni hao can practically be used at any time, on any occasion, and by anybody.
So ni hao can be used on either a stranger or a person you've already known, right?
Sure, you are correct, Bethany. Do you know, when somebody says ni hao to you, what should you reply?
Let me see. Is it similar to English, where when I say hi, you can respond with hi?
Hey, you're right. That's so simple, right? Just repeat it. Ni hao. Please say it after me. Ni hao.
Ni hao.
So, let's listen to the conversation one more time.
Ni hao.
Ni hao.
Ni hao.
Ni hao.
I think I heard something different than just ni hao in the conversation.
You're right, Bethany. We are actually going to talk about that right now. At the end of each program, we will have a small segment called Tip of Chinese Culture. We are going to introduce some typical Chinese customs through which you can tell some Chinese culture differences.
Let's listen to it right now.
Noticed earlier, some people say 您好 for 你好. Well, 你好 is usually used between people of similar ages and social positions. If you meet someone senior to you, you say 您好. 您 is the polite form of 你. Thus, 您好 seems to be more formal and respectful.
Thanks, Andy. Well, that's pretty much it for today's program.
Yes, before we say goodbye, we have a little quiz for you. This is how do you say hello in Chinese?
If you know the answer or if you have any questions, you can send them to our email, which is andy.c.pan3@gmail.com.
Thank you again for listening, and this is
Bethany
and Andy. Say goodbye here.
再见.
You're listening to an elementary Chinese learning program, Everyday Chinese, on Andy Studio.